Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger, the show where we unpack the trends, tools, and tactics that are shaping the future of marketing and business growth. I'm your host, Taran Nanda, founder and CEO at Growth Natives, and today we're diving into something that's not just the next buzzword, it's reshaping how marketing actually runs. We're talking about agentic marketing, and more specifically, how AI agents are starting to run HubSpot workflows on their own. And with me is someone who lives and breathes MarTech, Gaurav Rajput, our Senior Director of MarTech here at Growth Natives. Hey Gaurav, welcome to Growth Digger.
Hey Taran, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk about where marketing tech is heading, especially when it's this exciting.
Yeah, totally. I feel like we've hit this point where automation isn't enough anymore, right? We've all built endless workflows inside HubSpot, scoring leads, routing emails, setting up triggers. But there's always that sense that something still needs a human to check on it. So before we go deep into HubSpot, let's start from the top. What exactly is agentic marketing?
Right. So agentic marketing is basically the next stage of automation. If traditional marketing automation was about setting up rules, if this happens, then do that. Agentic marketing is about autonomous systems that can observe, decide, and act on their own. Think of it like this. Instead of building 1,000 workflows, you have an AI agent sitting inside your system that watches behavior, learns from patterns, and automatically adjusts what to do next. It's not just automation running tasks anymore. It's automation that runs itself.
I love that. Automation that runs itself. That's such a simple but powerful idea. And I guess this is where HubSpot comes into the picture, right? Because HubSpot already connects your data, workflows, campaigns, forms. It's kind of the perfect playground for these AI agents. So help me visualize this. What does it actually look like when AI agents start managing HubSpot workflows?
Good question. Let's break it down with a few examples. First, imagine lead management. Traditionally, you'd assign leads based on job title or company size, maybe industry. But an AI agent, it goes way deeper. It looks at behavioral signals, how fast a lead responds, what content they engage with, their activity pattern, and then automatically decides how to route them or what sequence to put them into. It's like having a marketing assistant who not only routes leads, but understands why.
That's huge. And it takes away so much manual tweaking.
Exactly. Then there's personalized nurturing. Instead of building 15 different email workflows, the AI agent learns in real time. It notices that, say, demo invites convert better than newsletters for a certain audience. So next time, it automatically shifts that audience toward more demo invites. It's learning. It's adapting.
So it's almost like HubSpot becomes a living, breathing system. One that evolves with your audience instead of staying stuck in a rulebook you wrote 6 months ago.
Exactly. And another one that blows people's minds is self-fixing workflows. You know how sometimes a workflow breaks because of a missing field or a contact gets stuck somewhere? An AI agent can actually detect that, fix it, and even notify you. It's like having a co-pilot that keeps your HubSpot engine running smoothly while you focus on strategy.
That's wild. I mean, anyone who's managed workflows knows that's a huge pain point. You don't even realize something broke until it's already affected hundreds of contacts.
Exactly. And the best part, these agents can also coordinate across platforms. Let's say your HubSpot is connected to Slack or a product analytics tool. If a user hits a product milestone, the AI agent could trigger a workflow automatically, maybe a targeted offer or even a sales alert in Slack. It's connecting dots that humans often miss because we're managing silos.
Right. And that's when you start seeing marketing move from predictive automation, which just forecasts what might happen, to intelligent automation, where the system acts on it.
Exactly. I usually describe it like three stages. Stage one was rule-based automation, if X, then Y. Stage two was predictive, using data to forecast what might happen. Stage three, where we're heading now, is intelligent automation, systems that learn, act, and improve continuously. So if the AI predicts a customer might churn, it doesn't just alert you. It triggers a retention email, alerts your team, and even checks if engagement improves.
That's a total mindset shift. Marketing is no longer about setting up campaigns. It's about designing feedback loops.
Exactly. It becomes a continuous learning loop instead of a set it and forget it setup.
Let's make this real for people. Can you give an example of what this looks like in, say, a software as a service free trial workflow?
Sure. In the old way, your workflow might look like this. Day one, send welcome email. Day 3, check usage. If usage is low, send reminder. If usage is high, send upgrade offer. Now, with an AI agent, it's totally different. The agent is monitoring user activity across multiple tools, say your product, HubSpot, and even chat data. It predicts churn risk or upgrade potential. Then it adjusts messaging in real time, maybe delaying an email or changing the content based on behavior. It even times communications to when engagement peaks. So if a user suddenly goes inactive, it triggers a re-engagement email. If it sees someone deeply exploring advanced features, it automatically sends a tailored upsell message. And here's the kicker. It keeps learning what works better next time.
So you're basically saying it's not just automation, it's autonomous optimization.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Now, before everyone listening goes off to plug AI into their HubSpot instance, let's talk about what you need to get right first. Because I'm sure there are a few foundational things to clean up before unleashing an agent.
Oh yeah, absolutely. First, clean data. Agent learns from data, so if your CRM is messy, old records, empty fields, bad inputs, the agent will get confused. Second, clear boundaries. Start small. Don't try to automate everything at once. Define what the agent can and can't do. Third, human oversight. AI should assist marketers, not replace them. You need people in the loop to review and guide the system. Then you want feedback loops. Regularly check what the agent did, how performance changed, and whether those decisions align with your strategy. And finally, ethics and transparency. Always be clear with customers about how data is being used.
I love that. Start small, stay human, and keep your data clean.
Exactly. Start with one workflow, maybe lead scoring or trial conversion, and just see how the agent learns and adapts. That's the best way to get value fast without losing control.
Makes sense. Now, before we wrap, I want to ask you, where do you see all this heading over the next year or two? What's the future of agentic marketing inside HubSpot?
Yeah, good question. I think we're just scratching the surface. In the near future, we'll probably see agents that can actually build and optimize workflows themselves. Real-time reasoning, where HubSpot can tell you why it made a certain decision. Seamless coordination between marketing, sales, and service, like one continuous brain across your business. And maybe even agent templates, plug-and-play AI agents for specific goals like retention or upselling. Eventually, HubSpot will go from being a marketing platform to being a learning system.
That's powerful, and it really shifts what marketers focus on. Instead of managing campaigns, we'll be managing strategy, letting the agents handle execution, optimization, and even some decision-making.
Exactly. The goal isn't to replace marketers. It's to free them up to think again. Automation should handle the execution. Marketers should handle the strategy. That's the symbiosis we're heading toward.
Perfectly said. So to anyone listening, if you're still thinking of AI as just a tool, it's time to start seeing it as a team member, one that learns, evolves, and keeps your workflows alive. And if you're curious about how to actually bring AI agents into your HubSpot instance, just drop us a line at info@growthnatives.com. We'd love to help you build it out. All right, that's all for today's episode of Growth Digger. Huge thanks to you, Gaurav, for dropping these insights. This was super valuable.
Always a pleasure, Taryn. Excited to see where this agentic world takes us next.
Same here. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to follow Growth Digger on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, keep growing and let your agents do the heavy lifting.